Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 1.
Vayamos al libro de Pedro, segunda de Pedro, capítulo 1.
Thank you for standing so long.
Gracias por estar de pie conmigo por tanto tiempo.
We're completing our series today.
Estamos terminando la serie hoy.
The War for Your Faith.
La guerra por tu fe.
And I pray that it's been a blessing to you throughout this time, and I pray that you would add these virtues to your faith.
Yo espero que esto haya sido de bendición para su vida y que añade esto es virtudes en su fe.
Amen. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Simón Pedro, siervo y apóstol de Jesucristo, a los que habéis alcanzado por la justicia de nuestro Dios y Salvador Jesucristo, una fe igualmente preciosa que la nuestra.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Gracia y paz os sean multiplicadas en el conocimiento de Dios y de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Jesus, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Como todas las cosas que pertenecen a la vida y la piedad nos han sido dadas por su divino poder, mediante el conocimiento de aquel que nos llamó por su gloria y excelencia.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Por medio de las cuales nos ha dado preciosas y grandísimas promesas, para que por ellas lleguéis a ser participantes de la naturaleza divina, habiendo oído la corrupción que hay en el mundo a causa de la concupiscencia.
And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness.
Vosotros también poned toda diligencia por esto mismo, añadid a vuestra fe virtud, la virtud conocimiento, al conocimiento dominio propio, al dominio propio paciencia, la paciencia piedad.
And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity.
A la piedad, afecto fraternal, y afecto fraternal, amor.
And here is what we are proclaiming today in verse number 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Esto es lo que estamos proclamando hoy, verso 8. Porque si estas cosas están en vosotros y abunden, no os dejarán ociosos ni sin fruto cuanto al conocimiento de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Pero el que no tiene estas cosas tiene la vista corta, él es ciego, habiendo olvidado de la purificación de sus antiguos pecados.
Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, he shall never fall.
Por lo cual, hermanos, tanto más procurad hacer firme vuestra vocación y elección, porque haciendo estas cosas no caeréis jamás.
I want you to close your eyes as I say verse 11, and I want you to think about this great reward and this great promise. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Cierra sus ojos, medite en esta escritura mientras la leo, porque de esta manera os será otorgada amplia y generosa entrada en el reino eterno de nuestro Señor y Salvador Jesucristo.
Would you raise your hands with me?
Levante sus manos.
This world is not my home. Yes. But Lord, I look to you from where my help comes from, God. I know today that all of these things I am so desperately in need for you to add your nature to my life, God. Lord, because I have your spirit, Lord, I have the opportunity to add to my faith, Lord, all of these virtues, all of these characteristics, Lord. I pray, God, that this battle that is going on in our flesh, this battle that is going on in the spirit, Lord, would be won through these virtues, God, that they would be won through faith, God, that they would be won from us adding these things to our faith daily. I pray today, Lord, a covering upon your people today, Lord. I bind every distraction, whether it be human or demonic, that would try to come against us today. And I pray, God, that your rhema word would flow today, God. Feed us, God, with your word. Feed us, Lord. Let this be our daily bread, God. Lead us not into temptation, God, but deliver us from evil. I pray today, Lord, in your precious name, in the name of Jesus. Would you clap your hands to the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. I wonder if we could welcome our guests one more time. We're so thankful that you are here today.
Hay que darle la bienvenida a todos los visitantes. Estamos agradecidos que estén aquí con nosotros.
As you are being seated, we are speaking about brotherly kindness today. Why don't you shake the hand of your neighbor? Let them know how happy you are to see them today.
Mientras está sentando, estamos hablando del amor fraternal. Salude a su vecino. Dígale que tan contento está que ellos estén allí, aquí con nosotros.
Amen. We love you. We love you all the fathers. Happy Father's Day to you.
Les amamos. Amamos a todos. Feliz Día de los Padres a todos los padres.
Amen. Amen. We clapped already. It's all good. It's all good.
Ya aplaudimos.
Now, in this series, we have been going through and talking about these virtues, these characteristics of Christ that can be added to our faith.
En esta serie hemos hablado de todas estas virtudes que se pueden añadir a nuestra fe.
When you are filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost,
cuando usted es lleno del don del Espíritu Santo,
it says that we will receive power, Acts 1 and 8.
Dice que vamos a recibir poder, Hechos 1 y 8.
When the Spirit of God fills us.
Cuando el Espíritu de Dios nos llena.
And so once we are born of the water and of the Spirit,
cuando somos nacidos del agua del Espíritu,
it is now our responsibility to walk in the Spirit.
Es nuestra responsabilidad caminar en el Espíritu.
So it is a momentous occasion when we are born again.
Es algo muy poderoso cuando somos nacidos de nuevo.
But now, as many of us know, walking,
pero caminando,
in the Spirit,
en el Espíritu,
is a lot harder,
es más difícil,
than the day that we were born again.
Del día que nacimos.
Because now we have to live out this life.
Ahora tenemos que vivir esta vida.
I was listening to Adventures of Odyssey with my kids.
Estaba escuchando un programa con mis hijos.
And there was a story going on it was like on our Bluetooth. Like we were playing it through the car.
Había una historia que estaba pasando a través de mi carro. Lo estamos escuchando.
And it's a kid's show. If you don't know what Adventures of Odyssey is,
es un programa de niños que estamos escuchando.
But there's a kid talking about how frustrated he is because he just became a Christian.
Había un niño que decía que tan frustrado estaba porque apenas había sido cristiano.
And he keeps complaining.
Y se estaba quejando.
He's like, I can't do anything right.
Dijo, yo no puedo hacer nada bien.
I can't be a Christian.
No puedo ser cristiano.
Because I keep messing up.
Porque siempre fracaso.
Over and over and over again.
Día tras día tras día.
And I'm listening to this, chuckling to myself.
Yo estoy oyendo eso y me estoy riendo.
Because I'm like, yeah, get used to it, buddy.
Está diciendo, impóngase a esto.
You know, there is this this way of thinking to when we think of a Christian, we think of someone that is perfect.
Hay una manera de pensar que pensamos cuando uno, la palabra cristiano, un cristiano, pensamos que son perfectos.
And I have to say that our mindset with it is really wrong.
Nuestra mentalidad con eso está incorrecta.
Because being a Christian is being Christ-like.
Porque siendo un cristiano es ser como Cristo.
Pastor, but Christ was perfect.
Pero pastor, Cristo era perfecto.
So what are you saying right now?
¿Qué estás diciendo?
Well, you're not God.
Tú no eres Dios.
So that means that we have the human nature.
Tenemos la naturaleza humana.
But we don't have divinity.
Pero no tenemos la divinidad.
We don't have All we have is His Spirit resting inside of us.
Tenemos su Espíritu en nosotros.
To where we are sons of God.
Cuando somos hijos de Dios.
But we are not all God and all man.
Pero no somos todo Dios y todo hombre.
And so that's why we have grace that we operate in today.
Por eso tenemos gracia que operamos.
So that even a righteous man, when he stumbles,
aún el justo cuando se cae,
over and over again,
día tras día,
he still gets back up.
Todavía se pone de pie.
And so it's because of his grace,
es por su gracia,
that we are Christians.
Que somos cristianos.
It's because of his love,
es por su amor,
that we can get back up.
Que los podemos poner de pie de nuevo.
And so it's something that we should rejoice about today, that we have grace to walk in and get back up every single time we make a mistake.
Es algo que tenemos que regocijarnos porque nos podemos poner de pie día tras día tras día.
However,
pero
there is a process of maturing that God is bringing us through.
Hay un proceso de madurez que el Señor nos está llevando.
There are some mistakes that we should not be making anymore.
Hay unos fracasos que ya no tenemos que estar haciendo.
There is a growing process that God is wanting to bring us through.
Hay un proceso de crecimiento que el Señor nos quiere llevar.
And so we don't make excuses for all of the mistakes.
No hacemos excusas para todos los fracasos.
But just like with the principle of growth, the purpose is for us not to make the same mistake again.
Pero lo mismo con el principio de crecer es para que no hagamos los mismos fracasos.
It's a process.
Es un proceso.
There's grace for it.
Hay gracia por eso.
But we should have a mindset of continual spiritual growth.
Pero tenemos que tener esa mentalidad que vamos a seguir creciendo espiritualmente.
And so the promise that we have that I've been preaching about in this series,
la promesa que tenemos que he estado predicando en esta serie,
is that if we add these things to our faith,
si añadimos esto a nuestra fe,
we will not fall away.
No vamos a caer.
And so let's lift our hands and let's pray right now, Lord.
Hay que levantar nuestras manos y orar.
Through your Spirit,
Señor, a través de tu espíritu,
help us add help us add the divine nature of Christ to our life.
Ayúdanos a añadir una naturaleza cristiana de tuya, Señor, a nuestra vida.
Help us add your divine nature into our lives.
Ayúdanos a obtener la naturaleza divina en nuestras vidas.
If you repeat it after me, you may have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. Man, some of y'all need to help me today. But in this verse,
en este versículo,
the last two characteristics of God's nature,
las últimas dos virtudes de la naturaleza de Dios,
the last two weapons of warfare are what we are adding,
las últimas dos armas estamos añadiendo,
to our faith,
a nuestra fe.
Each of these things are a tool, they are a weapon to help us combat the battle that the enemy brings to us.
Cada una de estas cosas es una herramienta, es una arma para ir contra el enemigo.
And so today we're talking about brotherly love or brotherly kindness.
Estamos hablando del amor fraternal.
As well as love.
También el amor.
And so this word, brotherly kindness in the Greek,
el amor fraternal en el griego,
is the word Philadelphia.
Es la palabra Filadelfia.
It's probably with a different accent.
Diferente acento.
It's also referred to as phileo.
Es también conocido como phileo.
Filio.
Filio.
This word,
esta palabra,
love or charity,
amor,
is the word in the Greek agape.
Es la palabra en el griego agape.
The beautiful thing about the English language,
lo bonito de del lenguaje inglés,
and this is complete sarcasm right now,
es una broma,
is that English cannot even explain the depth of the words that are within the Bible.
El inglés no nos puede dar la profundidad que se encuentra en la Biblia.
And so what happens is we look in Scripture as we're reading, and we see the word love as many different translations in Greek.
Lo que pasa es cuando leemos la Biblia en inglés o en español, la palabra amor es igual, es amor.
There are several revised versions that changed the word charity into love. So for example, the ESV or the NLT version changes that word from charity to love.
Hay diferentes versiones que cambian la palabra en amor.
And so that's what we will be referring to as we read the word charity in 2 Peter chapter 1.
Nos vamos a estar refiriendo la palabra amor.
And so we have these two words, brotherly love and love.
Tenemos esas dos palabras, el amor fraternal y el amor.
That we're going to break down today.
Vamos a hablar de esto.
So normally, in other versions, we see that brotherly love could be found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, as well as 1 Thessalonians 4, 9.
Vemos que esta palabra amor se puede encontrar en otras versiones de la Biblia, en otros versículos.
But within this chapter, we see that it says, and to godliness, brotherly love, and to brotherly love, love.
Dice que a la piedad, el amor fraternal, y amor fraternal, piedad, amor.
In English, it sounds like a weird, I don't know a lot of grammar or ways to say, but it sounds like a weird placement for those words.
En el inglés o en el español se ve un poco raro el versículo.
But this word phileo and agape are two very different translations.
Esta palabra phileo y agape son muy diferentes.
I keep saying phileo, I'm thinking of phileo fish.
Estoy usando la palabra phileo, me está dando hambre.
I believe it's phileo.
Yo creo que es phileo.
Help me. Help me, Jesus. But phileo first denotes the love or affection for some natural tie that you have. So, for example, a brother or a sister.
En la palabra amor, el phileo es cuando tienes el amor hacia algo natural, sea tu hermano o tu hermana.
Agape is a sacrificial love.
El agape es un amor sacrificial.
Agape is a love for all.
El agape es el amor por todos.
It is the truest form of who Christ is.
Es lo que como es Cristo.
The Bible says that God is love.
La palabra dice que Dios es amor.
So here's some more breakdown. So it is not too difficult to love those whom we are friends with or connected to by family.
No es muy difícil para amar a los que son nuestros amigos o los que somos conectados.
But to love everyone is a whole lot more of a difficult task.
Pero amar a todos es un poco más difícil.
And so whenever we read this word agape,
cuando leemos esta palabra agape,
the true love,
el amor verdadero,
that only comes from God,
que solo viene de Dios,
it can only come from the source,
solo puede venir de Dios,
we have to recognize that it is a sacrificial love.
Tenemos que reconocer que es un amor sacrificial.
Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, 22.
Vaya conmigo al 1 de Pedro 1 y 22.
It says this, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, filio of the brethren, see that ye love, agape, one another with a pure heart fervently.
Habiendo purificado vuestras almas por la obediencia de la verdad mediante el Espíritu para el amor fraternal, es phileo, no fingido, amados unos nosotros entrañablemente de corazón puro, agape.
So I want you to keep this scripture up here for a moment.
Mantenga esta escritura.
There is no way for us to know, unless you could read Greek, that there are different translations for this word love.
No hay manera de entender que hay diferentes versiones de amor ahí, aunque usted lea el griego.
And so as you are growing in your relationship with God,
mientras usted está creciendo en su relación con Dios,
as you are studying the word of God more,
usted está estudiando la palabra de Dios un poco más,
there's tons of different resources that you could download, like Blue Letter Bible, like Logos, different things to where you could click on the word and it'll show you the Greek or Hebrew translation.
Cuando usted está estudiando un poco más, hay muchos recursos que usted puede usar, Blue Letter Bible o el programa Logos.
And so this is why it's important for us to study to show ourselves approved.
Por esto es muy importante que nosotros estudiemos.
Because the word of God is so deep and so rich And it has so much to offer us.
Porque la palabra de Dios es muy rica, muy profunda, nos tiene mucho que darnos.
And that's why you could stay on one scripture for an entire year, and it could feed you for the entire year.
Por eso usted puede estar en una escritura solo todo el año y le puede dar de comer todo el año.
Some of you are on that Bible reading program, the one scripture a year program.
Algunos de ustedes están leyendo un versículo al año.
Help me, Lord.
Ayúdame, Señor.
Christ loved one another in this natural, or Christians loved one another in this natural brotherly way, this filio way.
Cristianos amamos a otros en este amor filio.
And so Peter, once again, in his first book, he said that he desired the brethren to not only love each other through filio, but also through agape.
Pero Pedro, a través de su letra, él requería, quería que los hermanos se amaran un poco más profundo, no simplemente el fileo, pero el agape.
It's easy for me to love my brother because I love him.
Es muy fácil para amar a mi pastor porque lo amo.
But it's hard sometimes to love someone that is cursing me.
Pero es muy difícil amar a alguien que me está maldiciendo.
It is hard for me to love someone that is despitefully using me.
Es difícil amar a alguien que me está usando.
It is hard to love someone that has hurt me.
Es difícil amar a alguien que me ha lastimado.
And so this is where the sacrificial portion comes into play.
Esto es cuando viene el amor sacrificial.
There's another scripture that I brought up, 1 Thessalonians 4:9. It says, but as touching brotherly love, this is Philadelphia, filio, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love, agape, one another.
Pero acerca del amor fraternal, fileo, no tenéis necesidad de que os escriba de esto, porque vosotros mismos habéis aprendido que Dios, que os amáis unos a otros, agape.
One of the greatest hypocrisies of a Christian would be to say that we are a Christian but to not love our brother.
Una hipocresía más grande del cristiano es decir que somos cristianos pero no amar a nuestros hermanos.
It's hypocritical to profess godliness when we can't even prefer our brother or our sister over ourselves.
Es siendo hipócrita creyendo diciendo que somos cristianos o que tenemos piedad sino amamos a nuestros hermanos.
And I felt this very strongly this morning, is that there is a difference between speaking truth.
Sentía esto algo muy fuerte la mañana, es una diferencia de hablar la verdad
versus speaking truth in love.
De hablando la verdad en amor.
There is a reason why the scripture says to speak truth in love.
Hay una manera o hay una razón porque la palabra de Dios nos dice que amar la verdad en amor.
Because there is always a cause and effect.
Siempre hay una causa y un efecto.
There is always an end to what we are saying.
Siempre hay un fin en lo que estamos diciendo.
When I say something, there is a response to what is said.
Cuando yo digo algo, va a pasar algo.
And so here's something to think about.
Piense de esto.
Is when I am speaking truth,
cuando yo estoy hablando la verdad,
am I gaining my brother or am I losing my brother?
¿Estoy ganando a mi hermano o lo estoy perdiendo?
Am I gaining or am I losing?
¿Estoy ganando o estoy perdiendo?
Here's the thing, is that the truth divides.
La verdad divide.
It cuts, it separates.
Corta, separa.
We need the truth more than ever before in this day and age.
Necesitamos la verdad más que nunca en este día.
We need the word of God preached to this pagan nation.
Necesitamos la palabra de Dios predicada a este mundo.
This is not a Christian nation anymore.
Esta nación no es una nación cristiana.
We are dealing with the gods of old right now in this city and in this world.
Estamos peleando contra demonios de viejos.
We have to recognize that there are strange spirits that are coming out of our cities, that are coming out of the school system.
Tenemos que reconocer que hay espíritus extraños que estamos peleando en las escuelas, en nuestras ciudades.
And it's like Paul preaching against Diana.
Es como Pablo predicando contra Diana.
In the book of Acts.
En el libro de los Hechos.
It's the same way now.
Es la misma manera hoy.
If I got up in Chicago and started preaching against homosexuality, I would be stoned.
Si yo me parara y predicar contra los homosexuales en la ciudad de Chicago, me lastimaran.
I would be cursed.
Me maldicieran.
If I got up and I spoke against things that this world loves,
si yo hablara contra las cosas que este mundo ama,
I would be discarded.
me pusieran a un lado.
I would be called all kinds of words.
Me iban a llamar todas tantas cosas.
This is the problem with truth.
Ese es el problema con la verdad.
Is that it cuts.
Que corta.
It divides.
Divide.
It separates.
Separa.
From the lie.
De la mentira.
But here's the difference.
Pero esta es la diferencia.
Is that if we refuse to add love,
si no damos amor,
we're losing our brother.
Perdemos a nuestro hermano.
We're losing the opportunity to reach someone.
Estamos perdiendo la oportunidad de alcanzar a alguien.
This is why before I will preach to someone, they will know that I love them.
Porque esta es la razón, porque antes que yo predique a alguien, ellos van a saber que yo les amo.
Before I try to give them a pill to swallow of truth, I'm going to let them know I care about you.
Antes que yo le diga la verdad, yo quiero que ellos conozcan que yo les amo.
This is the problem with too much zeal and not enough wisdom.
Este es el problema con tanto celo y no tener el conocimiento, sabiduría.
Is that I want to gain my brother. I want to reach all.
Yo quiero ganar mi hermano. Yo quiero ganarme a todos.
I will do whatever I need to do to humble myself.
Yo voy a hacer lo que tengo que hacer para humillarme.
To lay down my opinions.
Para poner mis opiniones a un lado.
To lay down my preferences.
Para poner mis preferencias a un lado.
In order to gain one soul.
Para ganarme una alma.
Not compromising.
No poner la verdad a medias.
But here's the thing, is that we need to learn different methods.
Tenemos que saber diferentes métodos.
For how to reach people.
Para cómo alcanzar las personas.
Christians should not be timid sissies.
Cristianos no tenemos que ser vergonzosos.
We should be bold like lions.
Tenemos que ser valientes como leones.
We should be speaking the truth.
Tenemos que estar hablando la verdad.
But we must have love.
Pero tenemos que tener amor.
If they don't see the love of Christ.
Si no ven el amor de Cristo.
If they don't have the conviction from the word of God.
Si no tienen la convicción de la palabra de Dios.
There's a lot that we need to learn.
Va a haber mucho que va a pasar.
There's a lot
que tenemos que aprender.
There's a lot that God is teaching me.
Hay mucho lo que el Señor me está enseñando.
I don't know about you, but I am ready to see the entire building of ICF Bellwood filled in our first 6 months.
Yo no sé de usted, pero yo quiero que el edificio de Bellwood se llene en los primeros 6 meses.
But church, we cannot compromise this truth.
Pero hermano, no podemos poner la verdad a medias.
We cannot compromise when it comes to holiness.
No podemos comprometer cuando viene a la santidad.
We cannot compromise when it comes to the oneness of God.
No podemos poner a un lado la que tenemos solo un Dios.
We cannot compromise repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost being the only way.
No podemos poner bautismo a un lado, de ser nacidos de nuevo, ser hablando en otras lenguas a un lado.
It is the only way.
Es el único camino.
And I know that it might sound redundant to you.
Yo sé que a lo mejor usted ya lo ha oído esto.
But church, I'm telling you today that there is an attack against truth.
Hay un ataque, iglesia, contra la verdad.
There is an attack against this message.
Hay un ataque contra este mensaje.
Would you raise your hands with me right now?
Levante sus manos.
And would you just pray with me? Father, let the truth,
ore conmigo.
Let truth and love come from our lips, God. Let it be birthed within us, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In 1 John 4:8, it says that God is love.
En Primera de Juan 4:8 dice que Dios es amor.
Our desire as we are adding these things to our faith is that we would be like Christ.
Nuestro deseo cuando estamos añadiendo a estos es que nosotros seamos como Cristo.
That when people see me,
cuando las personas me vean,
they see the Jesus in me.
Ellos vean a Jesús en mí.
That wherever I go,
donde quiera que yo vaya,
anytime, any place,
cualquier tiempo, cualquier hora,
that they would see that there is something different.
Que ellos vean que algo diferente.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it has the entire love chapter. I encourage you to go and read that.
En Primera de Corintios 13 está hablando todo el amor. Les animo que lo lean.
It talks about how love is not prideful, how love suffers long.
Habla que el amor lo sufre mucho.
It vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up.
No se levanta.
It's not selfish.
No es egoísta.
It doesn't behave itself unseemly.
No se trata de una manera egoísta.
This agape love, it doesn't seek its own pleasure.
Este agape no se busca uno mismo primero.
It's not easily provoked and it thinks no evil.
No se enoja rápido y no piensa mal.
This chapter is used for marriage.
Este capítulo es usado para el matrimonio.
For us men, we are to love our wives as Christ loves the church.
Para los varones tenemos que amar a nuestras esposas como Cristo amó la iglesia.
Agape love is a sacrificial love.
El agape es un amor sacrificial.
Verses 6 and 7 in 1 Corinthians 13 says it rejoices not in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth, and it bears all things.
Versos 6 y 7 dice, no os se goza con la justicia, mas se goza con la verdad. Todo lo sufre.
It says that love never fails.
Dice que el amor nunca falla.
So I just ask you today, are these virtues residing in you?
Les pregunto hoy, ¿estas virtudes están en usted?
Is this love residing in you?
¿Este amor está en usted?
I know that many times I fall short.
Yo sé que muchas de las veces yo caigo de esto.
I look at how I treat those that are closest to me.
Yo caigo corto y yo reconozco cómo trato a las personas que están cercanas de mí.
And I'm often ashamed.
Y muchas de las veces me avergüenzo.
Because I'll give out so much.
Yo doy tanto.
And be pouring out so much.
Yo doy tanto.
That those that are closest to me get very, very little.
Pero a los que están alrededor de mí reciben muy poco.
And so that's where we must get better.
Es donde tenemos que mejorar.
The vision for ICF, we all know it, is love God, love people, change our world.
La visión para esta iglesia, todos lo sabemos, amar a Dios, amar a las personas y cambiar a nuestro mundo.
And as we go about seeing this vision fulfilled in the earth,
mientras que veamos esta misión que se cumple en la tierra,
until we add this virtue of love to our lives,
hasta que añadimos esta virtud de amor a nuestras vidas,
until we focus on this,
hasta
like
que
never
nos
before,
enfoquemos en esto,
we will never know how to love people.
Nunca vamos a saber cómo amar las personas.
We will not be able to change our world without love.
No vamos a poder cambiar nuestro mundo sin amor.
Would you stand with me today?
Póngase de pie.
Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins.
La Biblia dice que el amor cubre la multitud de pecados.
And I am so thankful for that love.
Yo estoy tan agradecido por ese amor.
I'm thankful for each of you.
Estoy agradecido por cada uno de ustedes.
More than anything, I'm thankful for that love on the cross.
Más que nada, estoy agradecido por ese amor en la cruz.
I want to do something a little differently today.
Voy a hacer algo muy diferente hoy.
I'd like all the fathers to come, and we're going to pray for the fathers today.
Quiero que todos los padres vengan hacia adelante. Vamos a orar por los padres.
And I'd like the fathers to come first, and then the men, we're going to come to this platform right now.
Quiero que todos los padres vengan primeramente, y luego todos los hombres vamos a venir hacia después de ellos.
I want you to come now.
Vengan ahora.
1 Timothy 2:8.
Primera de Timoteo 2:8.
Says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting.
Primera de Timoteo 2:8. Quiero pues que todos los hombres oren en todo lugar, levantando manos santas, sin ira, sin ni contienda.
Men, I want you to come a little closer. Just allow everybody to come. Line up in the front.
Vengan más cerca, hombres, varones.
All of the fathers that are here.
Todos los padres que están aquí.
Amen. Brother Davante, I want you up here. Amen. All of the fathers that are here, natural, spiritual.
Todos los padres naturales y espiritualmente.
Amen.
Espirituales.
I want all the men now to come behind the fathers.
Todos los hombres vengan después de los padres.
All the men that are here.
Todos los hombres que están aquí.
Men, we have a responsibility here. Like,
hombres, tenemos responsabilidad. Una responsabilidad.
ICF will and always will be a strong church of men.
Esta iglesia siempre va a ser una iglesia fuerte de hombres.
We understand that our responsibility as men,
entendemos que nosotros como hombres,
is to be the protectors of our home,
tenemos que proteger a nuestras casas,
the priests of the home,
sacerdotes de nuestras casas.
And this is something that I want each of you to know from me.
Quiero que ustedes conozcan esto, sepan esto de cada uno de nosotros.
Is that we must be the ones that lead.
Tenemos que ser los que vamos a dirigir.
We must be the ones that lead the spiritual charge here.
Tenemos que dirigir lo espiritualmente nuestros hogares.
I'm not talking against women.
Yo no estoy hablando contra las mujeres.
But I'm saying it's time for us to step up like never before.
Pero es tiempo, iglesia, que nos pongamos de pie, varones.
We have young men that need us.
Tenemos jóvenes que nos necesitan.
We have children that are fatherless that we are going to be reaching.
Tenemos niños que no tienen padres que vamos a estar alcanzando.
That need to see spiritual men.
Necesitan que haber varones espirituales.
There has been an attack against masculinity and manhood like never before.
Los hombres han sido atacados en este tiempo como nunca antes.
And we will be the difference in these last days.
Y nosotros vamos a hacer la diferencia en estos días.